Finally, Michael Jackson. His memorial service held in Los Angeles today gives a few thousand fans a chance to gather together to share their memories, but millions of others are remembering him in their own way around the world. Many people have shared memories with us about first concerts, first crushes, and other personal connections to Michael Jackson. We're going to share just a few of them here.
My name is Marcus Johnson, jazz pianist, and I remember records like Thriller and putting it on and listening to it over and over and over because, you know, I don't want to give away my age, but as I grew up, there weren't many video games or they really weren't that good. So this was the meeting place. It was the living room to listen to Michael Jackson, and I've known him all my life, will miss him dearly. Actually meeting Michael Jackson and looking him in his eyes, you saw a real person. And it led me to record Heartbreak Hotel, which is one of my favorite Michael Jackson tunes. I think he's going down in history as a great one.
My name is Athalia Knight, and I'm a former Washington Post staffer and longtime fan of the Jackson 5. I will always remember the Jackson's Victory Tour concert I saw in 1984. What a night and what a crowd. The crowd was so diverse, young, old, black, white, rich, and poor. Lots of families with small children. And Michael put on a show. After the show, I remember walking home from the stadium with a crowd of happy people. I lived near the stadium in a neighborhood that was plagued by crime. But no one worried about crime or anything that night. Michael Jackson knew how to bring people together.
My name is June Jeffries. I'm 55 years old, and I'm a retired lawyer. I found out that Michael Jackson passed while driving home to Washington from Detroit. The radio stations played his music nonstop. I opened the sunroof, drove at 65 miles per hour, and Michael and I sang together, though he sang better than I. When I was 16 and Michael was 11, my friends Mary, Henri, and I went to Olympia Stadium in Detroit, where the Jackson 5 performed during their first tour, my very first concert. Years later, in 1988, I saw Michael as a solo artist. He was electrifying. Michael was supposed to perform 50 concerts in London, and I was hoping that he'd do like Celine Dion and Prince and perform in Las Vegas. Of course, I was also hoping that he'd give up the weird stuff as well. Now I can't see him in Vegas, but I still have him on YouTube. Since I'm retired and I have some time, I think I'll learn some of those dance routines.
My name is Dahlia Martinez. I'm an editor for National Public Radio. And my father was one of the top military officials in the deposed dictatorship of Somoza. By 1981, my family had survived the coup and fled to Miami. We went from living in a palatial home to a humble abode in a working class, fresh off the boat immigrant neighborhood of Miami-Dade County. My mom bought the Thriller album for my brother and I. Michael introduced us to America and its pop music. While I was too young to make sense of a little girl's crush on a megastar, I sang and danced along with Michael. I memorized every inflection, every sigh, every note. Today, the album cover is fading and fraying at the sides, much like our prized family pictures.
Hello, this is Juan Yemars of Boys to Men, and we knew Michael Jackson personally. He was considered and considered us friends of his. Well, Boys to Men were in the studio in the process of recording an album, and while we were recording, we heard of the news, Michael Jackson, and it was really hard for us to continue. Across the hall, we heard that The Game, one of the current hip-hop artists, was in the studio, and he was supposed to be recording something else also when he heard the news. You know, we walked over into the lobby. He said, look, man, I'm trying to do this tribute, and he said, let's do it now. So it was a no-brainer. It was like, yo, you want us involved, we're going to be involved. Anybody could have asked us to do a tribute to Michael Jackson, and we would have done it. You know, just because of how much he meant to all of us.
Just a few of the millions of reminiscences of Michael Jackson posted across the internet and shared between friends on the day of his memorial service in Los Angeles. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
People can say what they want to say about you. We're going to remember the miracles that you showed us. Do your music, do your dance, do your philanthropy. You were the one that made us all realize that we are the world. You were the one that showed us we can moonwalk. You gave us the beat. You gave us the rhythm. You gave us the soul. Through us, your legacy lives on. You can't stop now. You won't stop now. Mike Jackson.